Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Enough talk. Give me my share.
What's the rush, Lily? Got ants in your pants?
Damn it! You're testing my patience!
Here you go. Good choice. It's the most beautiful necklace I've ever seen.
It's just stolen goods. But you're right.
Cut the act, Lily. There's more to why you're here than just getting your share.
I'm leaving the gang.
What? Are you kidding? Why?
No, I'm over it. I want a normal life.
You still owe me one last job.
I walked out of that dingy warehouse. Jesus! Thought I was gonna suffocate in there. I'm Lily. Yeah, I know that girly name doesn't really fit me. But it is what it is. I've been with Jeffrey's gang for around 5 years, I think. Actually, Jeffrey saved my life once. Some thugs tried to off me. Duh, I was outnumbered, so it was pretty brutal. So yeah, I owe him. But everything changed when I met Troy. The kindest, warmest guy in the neighborhood. The only one who waves when I step out. I like Troy, and I can tell he feels the same. Troy has this routine of jogging in the park every morning. So naturally, I started too. Every day, I'd wait and accidentally bump into him.
What a coincidence! You jog here too, Lily?
Yep, totally.
I guess we're meant to be.
We clicked. Troy knows a lot, and I could listen to him all day.
Look.
I love it. Days later, we had a date at a convenience store. But as I grabbed a bag of chips, I heard a man shout.
Everybody freeze! Hands on your heads! Act smart or call the cops, and you'll regret it.
There was panic. Some female customers started crying. I hid behind a shelf, trying to identify the robber. I mean, I should know every crook around here, unless he's some desperate newbie.
Hand over your cash and phones! You! Get moving!
That voice sounds too familiar. I bet I know him.
Hurry up, or say goodbye to the world!
Don't hurt him! Our eyes met, and I instantly recognized Steve from my gang. He recognized me, too.
What? You?
I gestured for him not to give away our connection, as I never wanted Troy to know who I really was. Luckily, Steve caught on.
Fine. Then you replace him.
I quickly grabbed the tray from Troy before he could react. After collecting everything, I handed it to Steve. But the jerk had one last demand.
Give me that bracelet of yours.
It's just grass!
Or your boyfriend.
This bastard! I'll teach him a lesson later. Once Steve left, Troy and I calmed everyone down.
Don't ever risk yourself like that again. These thugs need to pay.
Troy's words solidified my decisions to leave the gang. Just that Jeffrey's so vague about that last mission. I drove to an old rundown warehouse on the outskirts of the city. They were waiting for me there. I gotta stay chill, get the job done, and then hopefully peace out for good.
There you are. Date night run late?
I shot Steve a dirty look. Bet he'd spilled the beans about yesterday. He smirked back at me and then looked away, bitter as always. He never got over me snagging the title of Jeffrey's right hand. Hand it over. Steve pretended to be all clueless. The dope.
Just give it back.
Steve, clearly irritated, took a bracelet out of his pocket and slammed it on the table. I carefully put it back on, a keepsake from Troy. Jeffrey then dropped the big one. Our last gig. Stealing a diamond from the city museum. You're kidding, right? How is that even possible?
That's the price of freedom, Lil.
He didn't want me to leave the gang, and that's why he handed me the impossible task. The diamond was in a room rigged with lasers and pressure-sensitive alarms.
Even a feather can set it off, if you reconsider.
You're crossing the line! What, you want to keep me chained here forever?
Your choice. Wonder if your squeaky clean boy knows about your gang ties. Would be quite the shocker if he did.
Enough. I'll do it. You'll see, Jeffrey. Here's the plan. I'd approach the diamond from the ceiling, while the others would help me get inside and keep a lookout. Everyone was on board except Jeffrey. Over the next few days, I'd meet up with the gang to plan things out, but Jeffrey started acting real weird. First, he straight up kicked Steve out of the gang for bad-mouthing me. Then, out of nowhere, he sent me roses. Like, what was his deal? And one day, there he was, standing outside my house, all dressed up. And damn, looking kinda hot. What's going on?
The gang's got a new plan.
I didn't even wait for him to finish. I jumped in his car and off we went into the night. But to my surprise, the old warehouse was now a fancy mansion. All this in just a few days?
Did all this for you. Be my girl.
What? No way. Had he lost it? He knew I was into Troy and wanted to quit just for him. And he's confessing now? What the fudge? In a rage, I stormed out, clueless to the storm I'd ignited. Tonight was the big job, but this morning, I had coffee plans with Troy. God, he was as sweet as candy. I met him at a cozy cafe, and we took a stroll afterward.
Got this for you, since you lost your bracelet the other day.
Oh, the thief tossed it. Found it in some alley. Lucky me, right? Just then, I spotted Jeffrey's crew. Tried to dodge him, but after last night, I bet Jeffrey was mad. Christ, he spotted me, but he just walked past.
Tonight, at the City Museum. Good luck, Lil.
His words sent chills down my spine. I tried to brush it off, telling Troy that Jeffrey was probably just talking nonsense. God, with all this drama, I might just drop dead from the stress. That evening, I stuck to the plan, rappelling down and stealthily dodging those slender laser beams, which, though thin as threads, were deadly enough to log me out instantly. I skillfully landed on the floor. Phew! The diamond lay perfectly on a satin cloth. Damn, you are a beauty, honey! Panic hit me. My heart plummeted to my stomach.
Solid job, Lil.
Man, that was tougher than I thought. Same split as usual, 70-30?
always knew you were a sharp one. And here your boyfriend thinks you're all innocent.
Why is he here? I look at Troy, his eyes showing clear disappointment. I just hope he'd let me explain.
I love you, Lil, but you love him. I won't allow it.
Jeffrey lost it, screaming like a mad beast. As he reached behind him, I lunged to shield Troy, but he also pulled me in protection.
I wanted to give you this back.
It's from the day he helped me escape that wooden cabin in the forest. Sadly, I never felt anything for him.
You're not mine anymore, Lil.
After saying that, Jeffrey headed for the door, leaving me with an unsettling feeling, like something was left undone.
But if you're not mine, you can't be anyone else's either.
Before I could react, liquid poured in nonstop from the roof. Steve, when did he get back?
It's gasoline.
Damn it! I should have grabbed Jeffrey! Flames roared to life.
Hang on, Lily. I'll get us out of here.
The fire blocked their exit. There must be another way. The alarm! Hit the alarm!
No! The cops will come. You'll be implicated.
I'm a criminal. I need to pay for my actions. I passed out. The next thing I remembered were sirens and a feeling of weightlessness. Waking up, I was on a bed with crisp white sheets. A hospital?
Miss Lily Brown, you're under arrest for involvement with a burglary gang.
I later learned I was out cold for a week. That night, the police rounded up the entire gang. But during the arrest, Jeffrey didn't resist. He seemed resigned, as if he had nothing left to lose.
I don't know her. She and that guy were just hostages.
The moment I was set free, I couldn't believe that the guy who tried to kill me had once again saved me. A criminal's love sure is twisted. Sadly, I'm no Harley Quinn. Troy came to pick me up, thrilled that I could now live my life free of threats and criminal ties. My dark past burned down with the museum. All that remains is a new me and a new future.
The auction got more intense when the auctioneer brought out a diamond dress. All the girls in the auditorium were in awe when it was revealed.
The next item up for auction is a diamond dress. The opening bid will begin at $150,000.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
I have to get it! $200,000!
$200,000 to Miss Domen!
$200,001! $300,000! $300,001! Are you kidding me? $500,000! $1,000,000! What?
Sold to Miss Kaminsky!
Oh, my bad. But that's okay. I bought it as a doormat. Who are you? Why be so crazy?
Miss Kaminsky will get everything she wants.
It looks like someone just asked my name. I'm Jenny Kaminsky, and I live in Massachusetts. Before I tell you about my wealthy life, don't forget to like this video, subscribe to the channel, and hit the bell. I am the only daughter of my parents, and they are billionaires. My father is a real estate tycoon, and my mother is a famous fashion designer who stands behind many products of the most recognized brands like Gucci, Prada, Chanel. Darling, go get the gifts! Let me see. I could even make sure that none of my outfits were the same to each other in a year. I lived in a large mansion isolated from the rest of the world, surrounded by thousands of golf courses.
This is private property. No trespassing.
Every weekend, I use my private jet to shop at the mall. I want this, this, and that one. How dare you bring me this old-fashioned stuff? Do you know who I am? I want to speak to your manager. I loved the way people admired me when I walked out of a boutique with a bunch of bodyguards carrying bags behind me. However, I was the opposite of my dad, who didn't like me being too showy. I want to change my jet to pink!
If you don't behave properly, I will cut your allowance forever!
Well, I would definitely have my way of changing the jet's color to my fave color.
And about the boys who pursued me.
Jenny, if you love me, I will buy you an entire island and name it after you. I don't have much, but I own 5 skyscrapers in Los Angeles, 6 golf courses in Dubai, and 1 heart wholly devoted to you.
Confess it. You wish to have a dream life like mine, right? I was used to being rich until one day, everything changed. Trust me, it was really, really bad.
We've been having some trouble at work, so our lives will be slightly turned upside down.
Slightly? But how?
We're moving to a smaller house, your tutoring will stop, and you will be instead sent to a boarding school.
Boarding school? What about my jet? My things and clothes? Mom! Everything will be sold as collateral. Our company goes bankrupt. I don't want to be poor. No! It's impossible! I ran back to my room. Everything now could make me furious. No! No, please! Why is life so unfair? After being exhausted from crying, I lay down on my bed. Then I woke up because of the loud noises outside my room. I opened the door, entered the hallway, and found strangers inside my house. Who are you? Thief! Thief in the house! Get out of my house! But they didn't answer, just continued to carry all our stuff away. I ran to my parents' room and heard them talking.
Jen will be fine. Our daughter is strong. She is smart and agile. Just don't worry too much.
So it was true. It was not all a nasty nightmare. My life changed negatively overnight. I was transferred to a school in town. It was even smaller than my mansion. A familiar girl entered the class and her eyes went straight to me. I didn't realize who she was until she raised her voice.
Oh, look who's here, falling from the 9 clouds. Is it hurt, snobby lady?
Who are you?
Sold to Miss Kaminsky.
Oh, you're the one that wants to wear my doormat.
Stop acting like a drama queen, Teresa.
Oh, little Liam. I think you're supposed to be in the hospital to care for your weak sister.
It's none of your business. You better stay away from her. She is bad.
Huh? Stay away? I've never had to be afraid of anyone before. Who do you think you are? Is your dad the headmaster of this school?
Nope.
Huh. Then she is nothing.
Her dad isn't the headmaster, but her mom is. If you still want to stay here in peace, don't mess with her.
Take my hand off! How dare you!
You are no longer the daughter of a rich family. Now you are just like me.
Why? How do you know that? Do I know you?
Well, I just read some news. Anyway, I'm Liam. You can call me if you need it.
Why should I? I can take care of myself. Then I turned around and walked away. The first day of school went not so well. Teresa and her friends hid my books and smeared gum on my chair.
How miserable you are!
You little brat! While I was fiddling with the gum on my skirt, Liam came over and wrapped his shirt around my waist.
I told you not to mess with them. You need to be more patient.
But they go first! I'm not drinking this. I'm hungry. I want sushi and Starbucks.
You can't do anything if you don't have money. I have a part-time job at a fast food restaurant. You should think it over.
You want me to work as a waitress?
That's all you can do now.
Ugh, this outfit looks so awful!
Guests coming in. Ask them what they want to order. Be polite.
What can I get you? What? Why are you here?
Why can't I be here? Now serve God! I want 1 cheeseburger, 1 crispy chicken sandwich, 3 pieces of fried chicken, 6 nuggets, and...
How could I remember it all? Why do you eat so much, you fat ass? Liam panicked and pulled me inside. What happened after that was terrible. I was fired, and the boss reprimanded Liam for letting me in. The next day, Liam found me a new job, a sailor for a high-end shoe store.
I can do this, definitely. But why are you treating me so well?
I just want to help those in need, don't get me wrong.
Psst. This job suited me because I used to use designer brands, so I knew all the popular shoe models. The boss was delighted with me, but it didn't end there. Teresa and her friends found me, again.
Bring me this, this, and the pair on the shelf over there. I want to try it on, but you have to put it on my feet.
You went too far.
What? What are you gonna do to me?
But her behavior reminded me of the old me. My rich friends and I used to look down on others, and Liam probably didn't want me to mess with them. Ugh. Karma will hit you hard. Suddenly, I saw someone burst into the store.
Trixie? Go home now! How dare you go around bullying others?
OMG! You're hurting me! It turned out that Liam videotaped the whole thing and sent it to Teresa's mother. One day, the PE teacher selected me for a school handball competition. From that day on, I had to go to the gymnasium after school to practice. So did Teresa and her friends. I knew it wasn't going to be easy. And it was not unexpected. They repeatedly attempted to attack me.
Take this, freak!
Suddenly, someone rushed in and hugged me tightly. It's Liam! I saw him wince slightly as the ball hit his back.
You all right?
Liam didn't answer. Just nodded his head slightly. Our faces were so close. My heart pounded wildly in my chest. Why did he show up at such a time? Was he always following me? Did he like me? For a moment, I thought he was going to kiss me then. But no. Liam let go of me and ran away. The next day, he didn't come to class. I asked the teacher about him.
His sister is in the hospital, and he takes a few days off.
I finally got the address of the hospital and planned to go there the next day. It was a major hospital in the city. When Liam saw me, he was so surprised.
Why are you here? How do you know?
I come to visit your sister, as her brother's friend. I pushed Liam aside and entered the room. His sister was sitting on the bed, and she smiled when she saw me. That smile really touched me. It was the kind of smile I've ever seen.
You must be Jenny. I've heard Liam talk about you. A lot.
Tell about me? You obsessed with me? His face turned red for a moment, making us burst out laughing. Since that day, we had become closer more than ever. I even helped him with the study that he missed out.
I used to think my sister would be the most important person to me.
I turned to look at Liam, and so did he.
Until you came into my life.
Before I could say anything, he rushed over and got close to me.
Allow me. Well, what are you doing?
Huh?
Why do you close your eyes?
From then, I came to visit his sister every weekend. One day, I was waiting for him when his sister said that he seemed to have a date with someone. I was rather curious, to be honest. I looked out the window and saw Liam running happily on the hospital campus. But he suddenly stopped after receiving a phone call. He turned around and ran back towards the gate. I followed him down two streets until he turned into a restaurant. I was surprised when I saw a familiar car parked outside.
How is my little Jen? Is she okay?
She's fine. She's changed a lot. Not as stubborn as before.
Oh gosh, thank you.
Beside the hospital bills, we will give you a little more as a thank you for helping Jenny. We had no choice but to lie to her. Thank you again for helping us.
I received two shocks in a row. My family's company didn't go bankrupt, and their work didn't meet trouble as they said. And most of all, the guy that I thought came to me because he loved me, but he took advantage of me to make money.
That sucks. I believed in you, but you just need the money. You're a fat liar. Why did you lie to me? Am I a joke to you? We're so sorry.
You don't have to apologize. We did it because it's good for you. We thought you had to be more mature, but you...
Jenny, stop!
It hurt me so much when I heard his sharp words. I ran away from there and returned to the dorm. Liam texted and called me a lot, but I didn't pick up. That night, I suddenly received a phone call from an unknown number. I'm sorry for making you come this far, but I can't go anywhere. If you want to speak for him, it's useless then. Liam is my brother, and I know you're the one he loves. I stayed silent because my heart broke when I heard his name. Liam worked so hard so that I could be treated in a good hospital. He didn't receive money from your parents. You can ask them for everything. He loves you. He hasn't been to the hospital since this morning. I'm so worried. Should I find him? Liam was the only person to give me such strong emotion, who kept me smiling even when things were at the worst. But where should I find him? I suddenly remembered something. I ran over there and saw Liam, under the tree where we were together that day. Liam?
No, I'm sorry. I know that no matter how much I tried, it wouldn't be enough.
Thank you for showing me the value of life.
Jenny, you also taught me a lot.
What?
You taught me to love this life. My life from now on is you.
Liam turned around and pulled me close. Then he placed a kiss on my lips. We became a couple after that. I also made up with my parents and understood that they just wanted the best for me. I had returned to the wealthy life, but I was not the stubborn Jenny Kaminsky of the old days. After all, I have learned to love my family and the people around me.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.